Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Mark Bradley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Lake and he is out, Sandberg applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Reynolds and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Reynolds and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sandberg covering, for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall bunts towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres bunts towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Giles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Steve Lake. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Steve Trout. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Lee Smith now pitching. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor pinch runs for George Foster. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. Baylor moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Say is walked intentionally. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Say moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.